You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com, kopaste.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
Hey. I can't even right now, man. Dude. Like, imagine you're sitting through this intro, right? And you know all those voices are you. So it's like... like, and you're just like... I wonder how many people, like, listen to this. They have no idea that's me. Or, like, how many people know me. And they're listening and they, like... know that all those voices are me. And they're like, that's stupid. It's so dumb. I love it. So, today's show, we're going to start this off with a very crazy story, and I hope you guys are enjoying this new format. We're going to talk about girls who have accused me of rape and didn't do a very good job at it, but it still, like, scares me to this day. There's three of them. Isn't that crazy? Like that's scary to admit, right? Like that girl, that there's girls out there that are like, he raped me. Well, listen to the story. So, let's start this off with the Lyft ride. Well, first I get there to the college, and I'm picking up some guy I'm supposed to pick up. Well, I see a guy with two girls. I get there, and he shoves a girl in my car and says, just take care of her. Just get her home safely. I'm like, okay. Whatever. You know, I've had people get in the car and need a ride, and it's not under their account before. You know, oh, my girlfriend, or oh, this, or oh, that. I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, this girl, she's drunk, but I can't really tell at all, you know? She's talking normal. She's okay. She's all right. Well, then we're hanging out. I can't believe I'm telling this story. And I'm driving her. And she says, and I'm about to get on the freeway, but she says she needs to use the bathroom. And at this time, I'm getting a phone call from the customer. The customer says that you've got the wrong passenger. I'm like, what? And I'm looking at this girl like, what the fuck is going on? And so I'm freaking out because I don't know who's in my ride all of a sudden. You know, it's not the customer, you know, so I'm like sketched all of a sudden. I'm like, man, I hope I'm gonna be okay. Like, what the hell is this? You know, you don't know who these people are or what they're about to do. And so she says she's gotta go to the bathroom, and I tell her, well, you know, this guy just called me and he says that you're the wrong person. And she's like, well, I'll reorder you. Just let me go use the bathroom. I'm gonna leave my phone in here. Just don't leave me, please. And I'm like, okay. And I thought about throwing her phone and driving away. Like, oh, hell no, bitch. You know, but I don't know, it's weird. But, so then she gets back into the car. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Well, then I was like, I don't know, she starts crying and shit. And I'm like, you okay? What's wrong? And she's like, no, I'm okay. And I'm like, do you need to go somewhere and talk or something? I was like, you know, we could, like, stop this ride right now. And she was like, yeah, you know what, I would. And I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, we go to the park, and we're parked there. And but, like, before that, she, like, told me, like, on the way there, she tells me that her boyfriend was cheating on her. And she caught him cheating. And I was like, really? You know, and I mean, like, now, keep in mind, like, this is all distracting me from, like, the possibility that she's drunk. Like, now I'm just, like, I'm totally enamored by her and her sob story, her total sob story. Like, I'm sucked in all the way at this point. Like, she's hot, she knows it, and she's using it to her advantage. And so she said that she caught him with another girl over at his place or something. She knocked on his door, and that's what happened. And so I was all like, whoa, okay. So, you know, we went and talked, and whenever, well, I guess we talked on the way there. And on the way there, she puts her hand on my hand, you know, because I'm holding the shifter knob. And, I mean, I drive an automatic and shit, but like, my hand is on that thing, right? You know, that goes from the gear to gear or whatever. But, well, I guess it does. It's manual automatic. It's hard to explain. Anyways, to people who don't know that, what I'm talking about. Anyways, well, she puts her hand on my hand. And so I'm just like, and she's like rubbing my hand and like, I don't know, I'm totally feeling it. It was just good vibes. And I was like, okay. Well, then the next thing you know, she throws herself on top of me.
Thank you.
Mr. Sheriff, why'd you just do that?
Well, for one thing, I needed a break. For two, it was kind of funny, the timing, and it going along with the story and the pause that I took at the moment. So, okay, sure, I'm rolling with it. And I was going into my instrumentals, and I ended up finding that in my instrumentals. And it was something that somebody else did, and I was just trying to find the instrumental version so I could rap over it. And that was the closest thing that I could find. There was no vocalist version at all. I just wanted the beat. But anyways, I thought that was cool, so I thought I'd share it. And plus, like I said, I needed a break from telling that story because that is a really scary story to even tell. Especially, what, to the public now? So to wrap it up, she just throws herself on top of me. Then, that's whenever I realize, you know, whoa, this girl really likes me. She really likes me. She's shoving her tongue down my fucking throat. She really, really likes me. Jeez. So, you know, one thing leads to another. And she's fallen asleep. I mean, we were doing it for a long time, you know, but she like falls asleep in the middle of it, and that's whenever it hits me, what the just happened, you know, what did I just do, like what the, okay, so I was like, you know, I immediately felt bad, and I'm like, I'm trying to wake her up. I'm like, hey, you know, because like, this is not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, at first it's consensual, and now it's just like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, you know, you can't even, well, any normal guy can't finish in that scenario. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't. Like, you shouldn't even be in that scenario. You know, you should know whenever a girl's drunk, you should be a lot better at that. You know, but this is back then, and I'm making mistakes. And, you know, I'm just not getting laid anymore, I'm not with my baby mama anymore, and this girl is throwing herself at me, and I can't stop her, you know, like, she has climbed over the middle console and on top of me, and it's like, you're taking this. Well, I showed her what's up, and I put her on the other seat, and I went down and said, you're taking this. You know? You just told me your boyfriend cheated on you? No, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna do this, girl. You know what's up? You know, I treated her nice. She liked it, so she felt relaxed. There she was, asleep. I'm like, what the? I can't do this. And I was like, hey, you want me to take you home? She's like, yeah. So I take her home, right? You know, and like, there was some weird guy like following her and shit. So it was like, this was all really weird to me. And like some older guy. And so I like text her. I'm like, hey, did you make it inside all right? And then, cause like she gave me her number whenever I was dropped off. And she's like, you know, let's do this again, okay? And I'm like, okay. And so like I really liked her, you know, and so I went home, and then I tried texting her the next day, and oh, wrong answer. Nope. Day after, nope. I get a call from her phone number and I don't answer it. I get a call again, like they're calling obsessively all of a sudden, right? And I'm like, this ain't her, there's no way. Like, she probably feels embarrassed right now. Especially if what she's saying through text is true and she really doesn't know what happened, like she's claiming. Which I know that's a lie. Is that, you know, she's probably feeling embarrassed. She's not calling the guy who just did that. She's probably trying to block that dude. But no, this phone is ringing. So I'm all like, who could this be? I'm like, well, whatever, I don't know. I'm looking at my mom. Should I answer it? And she's like, no, don't answer it. Don't answer it.
Okay, whatever. And so then all of a sudden I start getting text messages. I don't have the text message in front of me, but the text messages basically read, "Hey, this is her boyfriend. You mind explaining to me what happened? You know, I'm just trying, you know," and it was like some shit, like he's trying to play the nice guy all of a sudden. And I'm like, no way, bro, fuck you. You know your boy did not even respond to that shit. My mom's like, don't respond to it. I'm like, I'm definitely not responding to that shit. And I'm definitely not answering any of those calls, and I'm definitely not calling this dude back. Oh, sure. Like, I owe you an explanation. That's rich. You know what else is rich? Jim Murren. So, that was the end of that, other than she or he, I'm thinking he, called Lyft complaining about this, saying that some guy had raped her. Oh my god. Well, then there's this investigation, and I don't even know what to tell Lyft. I'm like, what? Like, just mind-blowingly dramatic Justin Kavanaugh dumb. Like, not that Justin Kavanaugh is dumb, but what happened to him is just dumb. What's happening to all these men all around America, I'd probably even say the world, it's just dumb. We're sitting around, we're being taken advantage of by women. Now, I'm not saying that she took advantage of me. I think we kind of both took advantage of that situation, not even going to lie. And it was bomb sex until she fell asleep. Then, yeah, then it looks like rape. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it, like she did that, and then like instead of coming back years later or time later, like she just feels bad. Like, like she likes me and doesn't want to do that. And she probably does remember. Just doesn't want to say it. She probably... Okay, anyways. So, there's another time this happened, and her name is Danielle. I was managing this band Sick Inside, and we knew each other very well. Well, she was, she came over, and she said that she was drunk. Now, this situation was not one of those situations where, oh yeah, I'm like so hammered, and then you just look at each other and then she laughs because you both know she's not fucking hammered and like the other girl is hella hammered. Well, like it's all fucked up, dude. Like that situation is so fucked up. Like, I'm scared to even tell it. Like, I was, like, I'm afraid in a way that you might look at me. Like, it's awful the way the girl that it happened to looks at me. Like, that is so heartbreaking. You don't understand, like, I don't just give myself to somebody. To me, at least. It's not like that. Sex isn't like that for me. So, for somebody to say that I raped them, that's like so tragic and heartbreaking to me. And this is just me personally, you know? I'm not vouching for rapists and shit like that. I'm not even not calling myself a rapist, because what happened kind of was rape. But it was coerced rape. You'll understand. Listen. Okay, listen. I guess I'll explain. I kind of really don't want to. So she comes over. She says that she's drunk. But she's not, like, acting hammer drunk. She's totally capable of maintaining balance, walking normal, talking normal, acting normal. Just like the other girl. Except I know Danielle. And I know when she's drunk. I've seen her drunk. And I've seen her halfway there, and I've seen her lying and saying that she's drunk. But she does that. Oh, I'm so drunk. She's not drunk at all. You're like, you had a sip of vodka. And even Ashley said that before she passed out in the back of my... Well, she didn't pass out in the back of my car. She passed out when she got to the house. It was just fucking nuts. Because I was all like, here, I got a place you can sleep. Just sleep in my room. Because I wasn't leaving her with fucking rapey Brent. You know? And well, Danielle's like, come over here and lay on the bed, because I was messing with my computer. And she's like, just come lay down. Well, Ashley falls asleep. Well, I lay down, and Danielle's got the really short skirt on. Like, and all y'all pervs are like, tell me more.
Yeah, tell me more.
Whatever. That's what you get your shits and giggles off on. Your twig and giggle sticks, giggle berries. Like, whatever. Well, she's got this really short skirt on. And believe me, I've been wanting this for a long time. Everybody wants this. Everybody who's seen her is like, yeah, bro. You know? Everybody wants this. And she's giving it to me, finally. And, you know, she's doing the grinding. She's doing the whole nine yards. She's totally into it, totally wants it. And she pushes let's just say my hand made its way to very nefarious places. Very dark, dank, mysterious places that was very, very wet. It was like a friggin' swamp down there already, and I haven't done anything. Nothing. At all. To deserve that. Nothing. Like, nope. Like, beyond, like, just boggy. No, you don't know, dude. You don't get it. It was just, no, I needed a whole rain suit. Like, and like, you know those coveralls, the rubber coveralls? I needed that plus a rain suit. And the big stupid rain hat, you know? And an umbrella. Ella. All that. I needed all that. And a bag of freaking Fritos. You know? Because it was chilly, bro. And my hand was wet, bro. Slip and slide, homie. I'm telling you, you don't understand. Because I didn't do anything. And it was just like that. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, I'll be talking about this for the rest of my life, ridiculous. But I don't talk about it because of how scary the situation is. So it happened. And after we were done, she goes to the bathroom. She comes back. And we did it again. Well, then, afterwards, she wants to, like, lay on the other side. So she's laying on the other side, and Ashley's between us. Now, this is a different Ashley. This is not my ex, Ashley, not my baby mama. And she tells me, stick it in her, and I'm like, and she's whispering to me, and I'm like, no, what? No. And she's like, just do it. I'm like, no, you're fucking crazy. So this goes on for a few minutes. You know, the back and forth of the yes and the no. And well, I do it. And she's completely brainwashed and convinced me at this point that she wants this. She'll like it. Trust me. She'll like it. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. As soon as it went somewhere, she woke up gasping for air, like back to life, like, you know? And I was like, whoa, I'm sorry. Do you want me to stop? And she's like, fuck no. It was just like, hello, big ass B-I-C-K, you know, big ass Johnson, you know, but bro, keep it going. So I kept it flowing. What's up? Man, if she could kiss, like, I love that girl so much. I fell in love with her kisses. Ashley, if you're out there, your kisses are the bomb. If you're listening, you're the best kisser ever. Ever. And thank you for not making hell out of a really awkward situation. that was really weird. Well, then there's this girl, Cortez. I'll just say her name is Cortez. And I grew up with her. And she tried to say that I raped her. Like, years and years and years later. Doesn't tell her parents, makes up a complete bullshit story, and then years and years and years later, throws me in jail. And here I am sitting in jail like, bro, I swear to God, I don't know why I'm here.